Good afternoon, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And as a reminder, we are in that extreme cold watch, which is in effect from late Thursday night through Saturday morning. Dangerously cold wind chills could be as low as 25 below zero possible. And it's for all of southeast Michigan, including the counties of Midland, Bay, Huron, Saginaw, Tuscola, Sanilac, Shiawassee, Genesee, Lapeer, St. Clair, Livingston, Oakland, Macomb, Wayne, Washtenaw, Lenawee, and Monroe. It's from late Thursday night through Saturday morning. Dangerously cold wind chills as low as 25 below zero could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. An Arctic air mass settles over the region Thursday night, bringing actual temperatures below zero late Thursday night and Friday night. Wind chills both nights into the following mornings likely to fall to 15 to 20 degrees below zero. Dress in layers, including a hat, face mask, and gloves if you must go outside. Keep pets indoors as much as possible and use caution while traveling outside. Wear appropriate clothing, a hat, and gloves. And in Saginaw County, in a bid to address the persistent opioid epidemic, a new community-based initiative in Saginaw County is delivering free at-home recovery services directly to those battling addiction, bypassing many traditional hurdles to care. Known as the Bridge the Gap, the program is led by Mobile Medical Response, or MMR, a key emergency medical services provider in the region. It deploys specially trained community paramedics who visit patients in their homes or preferred locations to start treatment promptly. This includes administering medications like buprenorphine to ease withdrawal symptoms and connecting individuals to sustained support. The effort comes amid alarming local statistics. Since 2021, Saginaw County has recorded approximately 250 fatal overdoses. In 2024 alone, there were 49 overdose deaths, with 33 linked to opioids, many involving fentanyl-contaminated substances that drive roughly 70% of the area's opioid-related incidents. Christopher Manriquez, MMR's operations manager, highlighted the severity of the situation in recent reports, underscoring how the program aims to provide immediate intervention where and when it's needed most. And on January 19th, just before 7 p.m., St. Clair County Central Dispatch sent deputies to an address on Pine Ridge Drive for a residential alarm called in by the home's alarm company. Upon arrival, deputies located a green Ford Bronco running with the doors ajar in a driveway later found to be stolen. The front door to the residence had been forced open. Deputies searched the home and did not locate any subjects. Voices could be heard in the woods near the residence, and two individuals were located walking in the area and taken into custody. A citizen's tip assisted in locating a third suspect that made his way to a local fast food restaurant. After the homeowner arrived on the scene, it was confirmed that an AK-style rifle and pistol were stolen from the home. All three individuals were transported to St. Clair County Detention and Intervention Center. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office would like to thank Port Huron Police, for the use of their drone, Canine Brock, and vigilant citizens for assisting in apprehending these individuals. This continues to be an ongoing investigation at this time. When we come back after this Oak Beach Auto sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has six modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. from Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-Hour Wrecker Service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and getting to more local news, the Michigan State Police MSP Grants and Community Services Division GCSD is accepting applications for two separate public safety grant programs made possible through funding appropriated in the state's fiscal year 2026 budget. Michigan universities that currently operate a cold case program or will begin a cold case program in FY 2026 can apply for up to $200,000 to be used for programmatic and operational expenses of the university's cold case program. A completed grant application must be submitted to the MSP GCSD before 12 p.m. Eastern Time on February 18, 2026. Michigan counties may request up to $25,000 to assist in their development of public safety critical incident mapping. Each county is eligible to receive up to three individual grants. The completed grant application must be submitted to the MSP GCSD before 12 p.m. Eastern Time on March 4, 2026. This state grant funding, authorized and approved by Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the legislature, supports important facets of public safety that will build upon the complement great work already occurring in our state to improve public safety outcomes, stated Colonel James F. Grady II, director of the MSP. I encourage universities and counties to take full advantage of this opportunity by applying for this funding. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today.